Welcome to the CC Broadcast, a part of Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministries. Join us this week as our radio preacher, Pastor Tim Butker, delivers his message, Baptism.
It is great to have you with us here on the CC Broadcast as we continue in our journey through Luke's accounting of the Acts of the Apostles through his book, written right after his accounting of Jesus' life. Luke wrote that gospel, and then he also wrote about what the apostles did after Jesus ascended into heaven. As you're joining us today, we invite you to turn your heart towards the Lord in worship and praise and honor of who he is. And then we're going to open his word and invite him to speak to us in the way that only he can. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for this opportunity to come before you together, to have our hearts open to what you want to say to us through your living word. Stir in us the desire to honor you and praise you for who you are and what you've done, and then also speak to us in our hearts by the power of your word. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flow be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me the labor of my hands can fulfill thy law's demands. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? These for sin could not atone. Thou must save and thou simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. Foul I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Savior, or I die. Wash me, Savior, or I die. I draw this fleeting breath, when my eyes shall close in death, when I rise to worlds unknown and behold thee on thy throne. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself, let me hide myself, let me hide myself in thee. Let me hide myself, let me hide myself, let me hide myself in thee. Let me hide myself, let me hide, let me hide myself in thee.
As we continue in our journey through Acts, we find ourselves seeing the church expand, and Peter has been called to a man named Cornelius's house to share with them and his family and his friends about the good news of Jesus. God has prompted them to seek out Peter to learn about what God is doing in the world. And Peter is explaining this in Acts 10, verse 39 through 48. He said, "We are witnesses of everything Jesus did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. And then they killed him by hanging him on a cross. But God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. And he was not seen by all the people, but by the witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. And all the prophets testify about him, and everyone who believes in him receives the forgiveness of sins through his name. Now, while Peter was speaking these words, the Holy Spirit, the Bible tells us, came upon all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, the non-Jewish people there. For they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God under the power of the Spirit. And then Peter said, "Surely no one can stand in the way of their being baptized with water. They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have." So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days. What is this great baptism that Peter commissioned that these people experience? I look forward to sharing with you about God's love in this gift of baptism today.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
I am coming to you today from a cabin by a lake up in the northern part of the United States, where last year about this time, my son was here with his family, and he invited me or asked me if I would baptize him here in this lake. And I'm just thinking about that baptism as we're walking through Luke's accounting of the gospel of Jesus' life, the good news of Jesus' life, and then what Jesus commissioned his followers to do after he ascended into heaven. Of course, the ascension is found in Matthew's accounting as well as Luke's accounting of Jesus' life. And Matthew tells us this: the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them while he was still here on the earth, the resurrected Christ. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. You go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." And of course, he told his followers to wait in Jerusalem, and the promise of God would come upon them, and they would be clothed with power to be his witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and to the ends of the earth. And the church that Jesus was beginning with his shed blood and the work of his Spirit would be the unstoppable church in the world. And it would advance through people sharing of the good news of Jesus, being his witnesses, teaching people about him, and then baptizing people into his family, into the family of God, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so we're considering all of these things that are happening at this time and how the church is still going. It's unstoppable. And people are being baptized still today. And many of these baptisms began really around John the Baptist before Jesus. Jesus was baptized. And then this whole new baptism in the new covenant after Jesus left, and people were being baptized with water and with the Holy Spirit. And we see that these baptisms just flourished at this time, and they're continuing in our world today. In Acts, we see after Peter gave his first message, after the Holy Spirit came upon him, thousands were saved, about 3,000 of them, and they asked Peter what they should do after their hearts were pierced with the good news of Jesus. And he said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sins." In Acts chapter 8, Philip went down to Samaria after the church is expanding and growing outside of Jerusalem. He preached the good news there, and many believed on the kingdom of God and in the name of Jesus, men and women, and they were baptized. And then, of course, he goes to Ethiopia, and there's someone there leaning towards God, trying to learn about God. And then Philip explains to him what is true about the gift of the Messiah and Jesus. And that man, this Ethiopian eunuch, is baptized there. As we continue through Acts, many more people are being baptized. In Acts 9, Cornelius sends for Saul. Saul comes, and his whole family and his friends are listening to Saul explain about the resurrected Christ. And then it says, all of them were baptized in that time. So what is this baptism? I wonder, as you're listening to this today, what is your thoughts on baptism? What do you believe about baptism? Have you been baptized? What do you feel about your own baptism? I want to give you some things to think about in terms of baptism and why God commissioned it through Jesus, and what is some of the meaning behind this baptism that God encouraged us to be a part of. First of all, I want to say this: baptism doesn't save a person. A person can go to heaven and have their sins forgiven through their faith in the blood of Jesus. There's a criminal on the cross besides Jesus who was not baptized, and yet because he repented of his sin and asked Jesus to save him, to forgive him, in his repentant heart, Jesus said to him, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." But God gave us this gift of baptism so that we can understand the work of salvation in our hearts. First of all, it is a celebration and a symbol of a person being linked to the life of Christ himself. Not only to his life, but also then to his death and his resurrection. On February 7th, 1991, I hopped in my car, and I stopped at a jewelry store on a four-hour drive down to see my girlfriend. And I was approaching her on her birthday, and I stopped at a jewelry store to buy a ring with a diamond in it. I drove numerous hours then and found her that evening in a meeting where I walked up to her in front of a group of people, got on one knee, pulled out that ring, and asked her to marry me. It was a tense moment there, because it was so public. But she said yes to me, responded positively, and we put that ring on her finger as a symbol of her and I being linked together and that we were committing to joining in a covenant. On our wedding day, she gave me a ring, and we wear these rings as a sign of us being linked to each other in life, a sign of a covenant between us. Baptism is similar to this. When a person goes and gets baptized, they're expressing that they want to be linked to Jesus Christ's life, his death, and his resurrection. To be baptized into the family of God is to be joined with Jesus as our Father, as our life, as our source. And baptism is an outward symbol of a transition happening in our hearts that we no longer claim our hearts simply as our own, but we've given them to Jesus to cleanse them, to forgive them, to wash them with the work of his life, and then to make our lives alive with him, inspired by his Spirit. It is this kind of transition. There's nothing magical in the act of baptism itself. It is the work of the Spirit in us that renews our heart and links us to Jesus, forgives us, and connects us with his death, his life, and his resurrection. And in doing this, then, we're saying we are bonded to Christ. We are his. We are his child. We've been baptized into him. It's also a celebration of a person being linked not just to Jesus, but also being brought into his family, into his body, into the church in the world, that now we belong with his people. We're linked to Jesus, so now we're a part of Jesus' family in the world. We have a place of belonging, a community that we're a part of. We're baptized into Christ and into the church, into his family. And now we have a position in his family as a son or daughter of his, as a part of his body in the world that he is the head of, a part of his family, and we're his children. All of these are descriptions of what baptism symbolizes and celebrates. You and I being connected to the power source of Jesus, the forgiveness of Jesus, the life of Jesus, the death of Jesus, and we're being connected with his family. And so when Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to obey all I've commanded you, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, what he's saying is when a person comes into Jesus, they're brought into a new life. They're born again into a spiritual life, a connection with Christ, a spiritual life that's vibrant in them. And then they're also connected into the eternal family of God. And in the midst of God's family, his community, his body, forever, to experience his care as a father, his love as a father, the fellowship with his people as our brothers and sisters in Christ. 1 Corinthians says this, 12 verses 12 through 13, just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. It doesn't matter your nationality, Jew or Greek or wherever you come from, slave or free. We were all made to drink of one Spirit, the Spirit of Christ in us as his body. So we have those things baptism symbolizes, and it also symbolizes a person being born into this new life, a new nature given them. Internally, we're baptized in our hearts where the old nature is crucified with Christ. This is a symbol in baptism. And the new nature is resurrected with him. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Jesus were baptized into his death, the sinful nature put on the cross with him? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we might walk in the newness of life, in a new nature, empowered by the Spirit. So we have this celebration. Jesus is telling his people to go bear witness to him so that through the power of the gospel, when a person believes and salvation is experienced in their soul and their soul is transformed, they are now, having been baptized into Jesus by faith through this circumcision of the heart, this opening of our heart, they're now connected with the life of Christ. celebrating the life of Christ in them. They're now a part of his eternal family, baptized into his body, into his church, one with the fellowship of believers, the community of believers in the world, and they're given a new life that is empowered by a new spirit, the spirit of Christ put within them, that can help them live in a supernatural way, not just in the nature of their flesh. And so these things are what baptism symbolizes, being united with Christ, being united with his people in the world, being united with him into a new life, and now also into a what we might call a death-defying future. Because not only in baptism, when we're buried with him in his death, we're raised with him in his resurrection. You can see why Jesus said, go share the good news of Jesus and then baptize people in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, so they can have a sense of being born into this new life, a new connection with Christ, a new family, a new supernatural spirit driving them and giving them birth into an eternal life, a death-defying future. Because not only are we baptized into his death, we're raised with him in his resurrection. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in this newness of life, in eternal life forever, conquering death. Now we have the hope of everlasting life. Though we die, yet shall we live. Those that believe in him will not even die, Jesus said. They'll just step out of this body. The body will die, and their soul and spirit, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We're born into a death-defying future. Eternal life given us. These are the things that baptism symbolizes. And then just in terms of in this world now, what we can experience in this baptism, walking in the newness of life, walking in the power of Christ, walking in this unquenchable hope, walking with this sense of belonging with God's people, we are also born into, baptized into this mission ourselves, to become a part of the people of God who are sharing the good news of Jesus in the world, and in this worldwide mission of helping make followers of Christ, teaching them, we're born into this mission as witnesses, teaching them to obey all that God has commanded us and baptizing more. This is how the kingdom of God grows. One heart at a time, through one person at a time, being willing to walk in the newness of life and share this good news with others. Friends, this is what's happening in Acts. This is what the church is doing. They're responding to God's call in mission to grow in Christ, to know Christ, and then they're making Christ known against all kinds of obstacles, all kinds of resistance. They are persevering in this work, sharing the love of Christ with people. And in sharing the gospel with them, people are coming to believe the power of God to salvation, and then they're being baptized to understand, to start to have a picture and an image of what's happening in their soul. That they are being united with Christ, that they're having fellowship with his family, that they're given a new life with a new spirit empowering them, that's a death-defying future that's born into eternal life, and they can now be a part of this great purpose, this great redemptive work in the world themselves. Friends, as we read Acts, pay attention to this idea of baptism and how it continues to happen as a part of God's instruction for us in the world. We do communion to remember his shed blood, his broken body for us. And then we do baptisms as a God-given reminder of people being made new, born again, given eternal life, adopted into God's family forever. It's a miraculous transformation that the Spirit of God does in the work of a heart of a believer. And God has given us the gift of baptism to help us celebrate it and understand it in great ways. Friend, if you're listening to this and you haven't come to believe on the Lord Jesus, but all this is making sense to you, maybe he's calling you to believe today and then to turn away from your sin and be obedient to him in baptism to celebrate the newness of life that he offers to you If he's working on your heart in that way, can I encourage you to respond to him and say, God, where, how? I'll follow you. Show me a place to go to belong and be baptized. And friend, if you're hearing this as a Christian, I hope it's an encouragement to you of all that God has done for you in Christ. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for this gift of baptism, for giving us an outward picture of this great inward transformation that can occur in our hearts simply by coming to you, surrendering our hearts and lives to you, crying out to you for salvation, and then having believed, we're marked in you with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit, born again into your eternal family with an unquenchable optimism and hope about all that lies ahead. Continue to work this in the hearts of many people in our world. Father, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
The summer breeze made ripples on the pond and rattled through the reeds and the willow trees beyond. Daddy in his good hat and Mama in her Sunday dress watched with pride as I stood there in the water up to my chest. And the preacher spoke about the cleansing blood as I sank my toes into that cool East Texas mud. And it was down with the old man, up with the new, raised to walk in the ways of light and truth. I didn't see no angels, just a few saints on the shore. But I felt like a newborn baby cradled up in the arms of the Lord. Amazing grace, oh how sweet the sound. There was glory in the air, there was dinner on the ground. And my sins, which were many, were washed away and gone. Along with the buffalo nickel, I forgot to leave it home. That seemed like such a small, small price to pay for the blessed peace of mind that came to me that day. It was down with the old man, up with the new, raised to walk in the ways of light and truth. I didn't see no angels, just a few saints on the shore. I felt like a newborn baby cradled up in the arms of the Lord. This road is long and dusty, sometimes a soul it must be cleansed. And I long to feel that water rushing over me again.
Hi, this is Andrew Nordstrom, Technical Director of Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministries. Thanks for tuning in to today's broadcast. Our primary goal is to proclaim Jesus Christ as the Redeemer of the world and to promote the truth of God's Word. In addition to this weekly broadcast, we have three podcasts which you can listen to for free on our website, ChristianCrusaders.org, or on our free mobile app. The first podcast is a Bible overview devotion called the Daily Dose Devotions. The second podcast features inspiring interviews with interesting Christians. It's called the CC Podcast Conversations. Our newest podcast is Homer Larson Live, which features a powerful series of sermons from one of our former radio preachers recorded live over his five-decade ministry to his local church.
Today you've been listening to the broadcast transmission of Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministries. We're one of America's longest-running radio ministries, on the air since 1936. We are completely donor-funded and donations are tax-deductible. They can be sent to 7401 University Avenue, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613, or made online at ChristianCrusaders.org. Thank you for tuning into this broadcast. We'll be here again next week at the same time. And until then, may God richly bless you.